Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to yet another exciting episode of Talking Moments. I have my longtime friend, a fellow podcaster, who I've been begging to come on his show and he has just not been...
Let's just open it.
Ehis, Dada Boy is in the building.
Ehis,
the first bone I have to pick with you is, why haven't I been on your podcast?
Excuse me?
Excuse you.
Why haven't you said, okay, Ehis, whenever I've called you, like, okay, let's start first. Eh? Where's my camera? This one. You see Big T right here. Are you like that? Big T?
Yeah.
Big T right here. I've been calling her.
Is it lie?
I've been messaging her.
Is it lie?
We have a whole message thread. Now my guy.
Now my
like,
guy.
Like, yo, let's run That's this. My guy. But Big T, you know, today she's in Lagos. Tomorrow she's in France. Next week she's in Brazil.
Hey.
You never know.
But there's never a time you said to me that TM, look at how I got you on the podcast. I'm like, Ehis, can we do this on Monday? Can we do this at this time? And even 2 hours before.
But I've told you so many days, like, yo, are you free this week?
I Pick answer you.
No, you...
I work on your schedule the same way you worked on mine.
I got you. You know what? We'll post the our message thread.
Meanwhile, I didn't realize that your hair was this long and sexy.
Thank you.
It's really nice.
Thank you very much.
I don't like guys who keep their hair long or dreads or whatever because it's not my thing.
What do you mean? You
I feel like, Ehis, there has to be only one diva in the relationship and that has
it's
to
not,
be
this,
me.
It's my real hair. There's no diva thing here.
Let me tell you what I'm saying. Yeah. So if we have dinner at 8, I have to worry about you being in front of the mirror locking your hair.
Go no, but that's the thing. I don't have to do anything.
So you just arrive like this.
I'm walk and go.
But it looks really nice. It looks like you spend so much money keeping this hair together.
No.
Exactly.
Hold up.
That's what I was saying.
No.
Now, that's why I wouldn't get a guy with long hair. I have to be the only one spending money in the relationship.
I'm trying to break it down for you. I'm walk and go.
Okay.
I don't really do too much on my hair. I just allow the hair to speak for itself. When I go fix the hair at the salon, it's a different situation. I don't spend... Trust me, if I tell
do you...
Do
you sleep with a bonnet?
Yes, I do.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Why would I sleep with it? It is comfortable.
I'm the only one allowed to wear a bonnet in the
hell
relationship.
Hell no! Why do you have to get so much comfort and I don't? It is very comfortable.
I low-key think you men are jealous of us.
Yo, girl, my bonnet is in the car. When I'm done, it's up.
Thank God you did not
when
wear
it's
it.
Up and it's up. Bruh, you know me. I have pictures of me on Instagram with my bonnet on.
I know. That's why I said that.
So everywhere.
I
feel like, hallelujah, sir.
The thing with me is I just feel like I like to be the one who has all the attention in the relationship.
But you still have all the attention.
There's when not, I'm going to bed my still bonnet, why do this? I have to wear your bonnet first and then I wear my bonnet and we're both sleeping in bonnets
but
on the
guess
bed.
What? Look at the whole thing. I get more bonnets. So you can use mine.
Ooh.
Johnson.
I won't lie. It's
very a win-win
attractive.
Situation.
It looks nice.
Thank
it looks
you.
Like you've because I knew when you started
yes,
this
ma'am.
Hair. We've Ace and I know each other from way MTV, like even way before
way
MTV.
Before that, yeah,
like you've a, been one of those solid guys through and through. I like the fact that you never shy away from speaking your mind.
Yes, ma'am.
You've always been that person who will always tell me as it is. And yeah. I've never taken that for granted.
Yeah.
And it's so
I
nice.
I do be messaging her, like, yeah, They got you. You're like,
he'd be calling me out sometimes. And it's cool because our friendship is like that.
Yo,
but how are you?
I did.
How's
I'm
life?
Chilling.
Life is good, man. Going with you?
Life is good.
You look like it is.
I just came back into town mm-hmm. not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you.
What's your skincare routine?
Because
I can see the skin is glowing.
We have to ask China.
Do you use your girl's skincare, right?
She fixed it up.
China,
yes, we gotta ask China. She fixed it up. The skin oil is by my cousin Moran something.
Yeah.
Let me not get it wrong.
Have you realized that there's the lines between what is comfortably men's mm-hmm. and what is comfortably women's right now is blurring so much, in the sense that you have men who feel comfortable painting their nails, yes. for instance.
Yeah.
You have men who, their brands, who mm-hmm. now tell you that their clothes, you can't go and say, I'm looking for this for women. Mm-hmm. They say they make gender fluid clothes, which men can wear anything, women can wear anything.
Yeah.
Men wear heels now. Where do you draw the line?
I think men have been wearing heels. They've been painting nails before we're born.
Really?
Like, that answer is going to be long. I can sit here and just say some, wah, 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 wah.
So would you ever wear nail color?
I've done enough. I cannot. I've done enough. And when I started growing my dreads, because I locked my hair in November 28, 2011.
Wow.
I'm very big on dates too, as well. So I locked my hair, and for the first 4 or 5 years, I was probably picked up by the police in Nigeria, plus or minus like 40, 50 times.
Really?
Ridiculous. Like just. Yeah. Rough handling, because there was that look. And at that time, it was a situation where they were onto people with tattoos and all that kind of thing. So, you name it. So, with me, this was
You've
enough.
You've been through enough. Through
yes.
It. What about home? What was it like when you first locked your hair?
I locked my hair right in front of my mom and dad.
Okay.
I had afro. I was done with everything I had to do with, office, official, whatever.
Oh, yeah, because there was a point in our lives where
we're doing office work.
The people of this generation, they quite have it easy. There was a point in our lives where you couldn't have this and work in a corporate job.
No.
Now they can.
They can?
I think they can. ITs, they do. You find some people in some offices that are in IT. And I've seen some people
IT comes, it's like cool, you can do whatever you want.
Okay.
Yeah,
but banking, probably not.
But with the economy, Omo, can I swear?
Yeah, of course.
They fucked. Bruh.
Yeah.
Our salary in 2011 was nice.
Boy.
It was nice.
It was nice. These days.
What are you saying? Boys were chilling on radio salary. It was okay. Nobody was stressing. We were going out.
Popping the bottles.
We were going out.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I worry about the up-and-coming guys, the young up-and-coming guys mm-hmm. who want to live a decent life without doing crime.
Yeah.
It's really tough in this part of the world.
I think with everything you do in life is really tough. But you have to you have to grow with it. You know? You can never do... I advise people all the time, you can't do older than you are.
Mm.
You have to grow with it. So you ride with it. So when that thing arrives, you are kicked up.
But with social media, it's tough, Ace. You got to be honest. Let's break it down.
Okay.
You know, you just touched on the fact that when things were good, I remember when we got on radio.
Yes, ma'am.
And even would go out and on our salaries, we could pop bottles, chill, have a good time, media nights. And we could do all those things and it was fine. And these days, you find a guy who, say, for instance, is a banker. He's earning peanuts. Now, that guy is trying to date a girl that maybe he's dated from university to grad level one. They met each other at the time of matriculation. Yeah. They said for all through the years, the guy's left right now. He got a bank job. He's about to graduate. And, he takes her out to the club. He can't really, pop the way these girls of the girls' pairs, her so-called mates in her class, are dating Escobars, Pablos.
But this is the thing.
Who comes to school rolling in Range Rovers? Who comes to school wearing the latest designer bags?
She's painting it right.
Do you know what I mean?
But this is the thing. I believe in the real life.
Okay.
There's the social media life, but there's the real life that a lot of people live in. Trust me. So the guy that you painted there's somewhere he will go with his shorty and life is good.
Mm.
You don't necessarily have to do whatever, whatever. But the real game, of course, capitalism has messed everything up. You can't even do anything. There's no clubbing or there's no... I don't know. I don't want
to say clubs pay more attention to the fraudsters than the normal guys.
It's so bad that you don't... there's no club in Lagos that has a dance floor.
True.
Every single dance floor is a table now.
Yeah. But they clubs
they don't even, they, make they, money. They don't even cater for you to dance no more. They just want you to come spend money. That's how it is. That is how it is.
And some girls don't even like guys who dance in clubs.
Shit, you don't go like me. Thank God I'm with somebody. Hello, my baby love me when I dance.
I mean, there's dance and there's best.
Well, there's two things. If you, well, I'm not really good at that.
I read a tweet. I think it was Tolani Badge. Somebody said T-Badge. It. Was it Tolani Badge who said it? And I remember I was in my car and I read it. And people were coming for it. And I was like, let the girl love what she loves.
Yeah, you know, I mean, T-Badge, I've been sending her like funny messages. I'd be like, yo, we're dancing tonight. Yeah, so yeah, that's
no, happened. But I could understand what she was trying to say. There's, you know, there's some kind of dance steps that you see.
And it also happens with guys, too. There are some guys that...
Imagine you going out with a babe, and she takes off her wig in the club and she's doing best with her wig.
I got one video where like in a wedding. I think so, one girl did that. Like,
will you not leave her at that wedding?
That's a difference.
Will you not leave her at that wedding?
Oh my God.
Exactly.
I don't know. I don't even know how to react. What would I do? What would
with their open legs and their clothes and their legs. Yeah.
The only way that can fly, right, is if you're like Kaffee. Or like
if you dance for a living,
It. That's the only way we can like
yeah.
Yo, that's it. If you do that, it's trending for like the whole year. You be the ultimate meme.
With my wig.
I'm telling you, like it's bruh, you don't even try it.
No, but I hear you on what you were saying in terms of you people choose the life they want to live.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Like, let's not lie. Me and you, we live in a bubble. There's a lot of people that are outside the bubble that's enjoying life.
Let me tell you what happened to me. I posted a picture on Instagram recently and someone tagged fake watch something on my post. And I thought, do you guys really think that I'm out here to really impress you guys that I'll buy a fake watch?
It's a social media thing. It's social media. Bro, this thing is social media thing, babe.
So it's just when you said we live in a bubble, it made me realize that there are people who actually
live outside
who find it hard to comprehend or think that you can work multiple jobs and, you know, do
enjoy hold yourself.
Because I know how you roll. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Having a business on the side, doing just to make sure that you live a life that you want.
Oh,
but then they now start to compare.
My life not even too plenty gone safe. I don't drink. Well, I haven't drank in 8 years.
Really?
I think you guys should clap for me.
You deserve that. I tried not drinking for 1 year, but I gave up in Ibiza. Once I went to Ibiza, I just
I wouldn't even...
That wasn't
I'm over with that. So like, the life where they live, you don't really... I keep up with what I can do.
Mm.
Do you understand? If you have, you do. If you don't, you keep up with what you can do.
Mm.
Do you understand? It's very easy.
Mm.
It's very easy.
So what's your advice for that young boy who... You know, because I see a lot of them who talk to me about things like that, you know? Mm. I remember talking to one of my cousins and he said one day that, you know, he's trying to get his hustle up before his girlfriend decides to follow a Yahoo boy. And I said, is that a thing?
Then
and
your girlfriend is not your girlfriend then.
Please.
Facts. I'm telling you, your girlfriend is not your girlfriend then. Like, it is what it is. The same thing I said, you have to grow with it.
Do you think love is enough?
Obviously, love is not enough.
Okay.
Love is not enough. Money is not even enough.
Mm.
There's a lot of work with it. People ask me, oh, are you in a relationship? Yes. I never say I'm in a healthy relationship. I say I'm in a working relationship. Because even me and who is actually healthy? Are we that healthy to say we're in a healthy? So I say I'm in a working relationship because, bro, it's a lot of work.
Mm.
You understand? And if you're down for the cause, you're down for it. And if you're not down, it's on the other side. You understand what I'm saying? So like I said, you have to grow with it. You cannot be in GS2 and you want to be a necessary boy at the same time. Nah, you have to grow with it. It comes with time and work. When you get there, you're going to be in SS1, they will give you trousers. You understand? And you get to SS2, another thing. Maybe SS3, and you'll not change the color of your sleeve or something. Mm. You have to work to get there. That young kid, bro, keep doing what you're doing. Whatever you're doing, make sure they make the rubber.
Mm.
Whatever you do, hope say you they make the rubber. Shout out to King David.
Yeah.
And if when it comes to the time for you to hit it and it happens, come on.
Mm.
It's like that.
But a lot of women also feel like, you know, they hear you. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I can hold down a nigga. You know what I mean? Like, we're holding each other down, right? Yeah. And the first person that decides to bail is the same nigga that you were holding down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying you're holding him down because you're expecting him to hold you down too. But yeah. as you're saying, we're growing together, right? So, I mean, just once. Oh. We're both growing together and at our level. And this guy now blows. And then all of a sudden, I don't fit into his blowing world. All of a sudden, he thinks he can do better.
But you know, there are more relationships where the men are blown and the women and everything works. We just see like a few and we just think it's like an umbrella thing.
Women still cheat, Joe. They still have like 3-4 girlfriends on the side.
It is what it is. It is what it is. I'm not going to hold you up. It is what it is. I'm not going to say women cheat too.
Exactly.
I'm not going to go back and forth.
And I agree. Yeah.
You understand? But it is what it is. It's real life. It just happens. It has been happening before we were born. And that, bruh, I always see people say, especially like, maybe they'll say, women say sometimes they say, oh, our mothers didn't work or like, you have to like, the man has to take. I was like, bruh.
A lot of our mothers,
all my mom's friends were working.
Bro. Yeah. Yeah.
Some families. All of our moms were working.
Do you know what?
Bro?
Some families, the mother was actually the breadwinner.
Yes.
But out of tradition, they would give the father the money. Or they will tell you daddy paid the school fees when it was them.
It is who did what it is. Our moms were working. Huh. That's it. You cannot tell me like, our mom, even if Alaji get like 11 wives. Bagbe, out of that 11 wives, who get shop, get shop. Who get business, get business.
Some of them did it just because they didn't want to be bored at home.
You understand? They were working. You understand? So like, bro, young man, young woman, keep doing what you're doing, man.
But I can't lie to you, man. You understand? I'm tired of working, Shaq.
What I'm never going to say is, I'm going to say, yo, keep your integrity, do this, do right. Bro, the real life come with real situations. And most of the time, you have to solve them situations on go. You understand? There's no manual for it. You just have to pick up some germs from wherever, especially like the OGs that you surround yourself with. You understand? So when you listen to the people that have done it before you, you feel me? Then you solve them situations as they come. Bro, there's nothing that's, this. And bro, everybody's situation is different. You're not having the same situation as the next person next to you. It's not going to be possible. Even your brother or your sister or your girlfriend, it's not possible. So keep figuring out. When that thing pops, when it happens, it's easy like that. Like me, I always say that my life started when I was 25.
Because
25 was when MTV happened.
Yes.
I was doing so many things, before then. Well, bro, we used to go by road to host rap battles, bro.
I remember those rap battles.
We used to do that, bro. Boys used to, these piece. 25 years old.
On the streets,
I think I always told them, like, the life started again.
Yeah.
Then I was like, all right, cool. This is what it is. I think maybe now we have our leg in the building. So yeah, we're going to stay in the building for sure.
Of course.
This is what we're going to do. So you keep doing what you're going to do.
I think it's easier to hear you say that, you know, and then people hear you and they hear you. But then there's also this world. I know you talked about the real world, but there's also this world that, you know, everyone has come to now accept as the real world, which is the world of make-believe. People sometimes forget that social media is a curated experience of the best parts of your life that you're willing to share. Not many people give you the ugly parts on social media because that's not what the app is for. Yeah. The ugly parts, not people.
She said, that's not what
I tell people that's like.
Let me see. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you think there are more people in the world on social media than off it?
I think off social media, of course.
Like,
Of course. Like, you can't. Instagram has what? The highest followers on Instagram is 500 and something million.
Exactly.
I mean, the population of the world. There are rural areas where they don't even have Instagram. I get that. But I'm saying that, you know, with evolvement and, you know, with the way the world is going, you cannot deny the fact that it has its good and its bad. Social media has helped a lot of businesses as well in terms of awareness. But this downside to that is now, like, everyone's posting progress. Success, which is what the app is made for. Like, wants to wake up in the morning and follow somebody who is crying early in the morning? You're like, dude, that's not my shit. You know, people watch for different reasons.
Yeah.
But we cannot deny the fact that there's also a certain way of life that has now been portrayed as the real life.
You know,
and if one is not careful.
You know, IG used to be like a diary for us.
When IG first started.
Like a diary, like in the studio.
Yeah.
Like IG, you post one and you hashtag or something.
Yeah.
The picture of like,
It wasn't as complicated as it is right now.
Exactly.
Pictures were not even like edited back then.
You know why?
Imagine going back to Facebook and seeing all those pictures from when we go out at night and we just post.
You know why?
We didn't use to edit them.
Follow the money. It's money. It's,
yeah.
Yeah. The game became twisted. People, money. Like, people started making money off it.
Mm.
So that's it. Once you're making money off something, you got pollution.
I was reading.
To make it look attractive so that it can be sold.
Like on Facebook, those days, we'll go out, take pictures, come the next day, just upload it on Facebook. Nobody cared about editing, sweaty pictures from, you know what I mean? And then now you have curated experiences.
I don't even think there was a function button that said edit.
It was just
upload. Yeah. Even from High Five, before people said this, there was High Five, Badu, just post it like that.
So with the curated form of expression these days, you find that there are a lot of people are putting themselves under undue pressure. Before we sat down, I think it was a couple of days ago, I saw it was everywhere on social media, where it was reported that this girl was killed by her boyfriend.
Hmm.
And, you know, there were posts that reported that the guy was a fraudster and he used her for ritual.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I sat back and I thought to myself, even dating is now a risk in these days because you don't know who is who. You don't know the kind of crazy person.
But that's the thing, you have to date right.
Like, what does dating right mean?
You remember that? I don't remember when they grew, Yoruba story where they talk. They go say she passing the tree and the tree had like different fruits and one of the fruits was shouting, Kami, 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 Kami. That's a real story actually that I remember. But it basically was saying that the most attractive fruit sometimes is the crappiest shit.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So date right. Like, you're a grown woman. You should be responsible for the decisions you make.
Yeah, but apparently that relationship, they were together for like over a year or two. So how do you...
I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying in general. Obviously, it's a sad situation. That's messed up. Really, I don't really know the details about that. But that's
how do you date someone who kills you after a year? One, how do you also date someone who has the conscience to use his babe for ritual? Allegedly, if that's what they said. What is going on in the world today?
You really, really trust people.
No, like, I have trust issues.
No. It's not even about trust people. I'm still like, you're surprised at what human beings can do.
I'm shocked.
You shouldn't be. Human beings. Bruh, the moment I unlocked that, you can never, ever be too sure about a human being, my life became better. You have to unlock. Bruh, nothing can, it's a sad situation. But he's not a robot. He's a human being. They've done it before. People have done it before. Women killed men. Men killed women. I'm watching one documentary on Netflix now. The lady, Elena. Elena something. She chopped up the guy's dick. It was a big story in like 93, 94. It was a big story in 93, 94. Bro, understand? The whole American debacle. You should see. Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically it was like an abusive relationship, bro. But it's
how do people even stay in abusive relationships? It's a human. Beyond me these days.
Bruh, you would be surprised.
Like, the red flags are there.
Exactly. But there's also the controlling thing. A lot of things happen behind closed doors. A lot of people do not know how to have one-on-one conversations. A lot of people do not know how to compose themselves when they're even with people that they even love.
Just to buttress your point, the guy actually went on his page and said he mistakenly killed her and it was a fight.
He confessed live
that he mistakenly... How do you mistakenly kill someone? I guess is what you're saying.
What did he do? Did he kill?
I have no... All the versions of stories we saw, there was one that said her private parts was missing, her breasts were missing, her eyes were missing. Then he says they got into a fight and he literally, mistakenly was his words, killed her. And I'm like, how do you mistakenly kill someone? I understand you are not trusting people and understanding that people are crazy, batshit crazy, if I might add.
Yeah.
It's just that these days, it's like it's getting worse, you know? You don't know.
It's not about, see, I'm going to hold you up, but it's not getting worse. It's just been televised. It's been happening.
Mm.
It's been happening. It's like we fraud now. It's just been televised. It's been happening. It used to be good by another name.
Yeah.
419.
Yeah.
Face me, face you wash. It's just been televised. Now we have social media.
Did you say face me, face you washing?
Yeah, face to face. You haven't done your face to face.
Which one? Like, what do
back in the day? Like, front of
touch you and you
touch care. No, conversation, like front of like airport hotel, all those kind of vibes.
And but they have to like hypnotize you or something.
Zero,
right?
Hypnotition. Zero. Zero. Zero.
They just talk to you and convince
you. Zero anything like that, my dear. They will all tell you, they will all gist you, they will all whine you. The video is maybe like money doubling swagger.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What is it, money doubling?
They go up. They go tell you, say, may you go bring two and so amounts. They go give you two.
Oh,
so
those
amounts.
Ones that they will tell you that in this sack there's $5 million, and they want Baba said that's
No. I can't be speaking.
I remember when I was younger and my mom said, don't talk to strangers because they can tell you to come and collect all my gold. And I used to be like, I didn't get how
money
that
money doubling. They go tell you, may you go bring this amount. Say, if you bring this amount,
but you must be this amount. You must be a greedy
and they
person.
Share this
though.
Amount. Exactly. It's human nature to be greedy.
Hmm.
It's human nature to be greedy. People just have to just measure it. Some people know how to fight it, so people don't.
Hmm.
It's human nature to be greedy. Anything worse?
True.
Before we were born, before guns and bombs, just swords.
Hmm.
Like wars were started off just greed of land.
So
just it's human nature. So it's allowed.
So do you think that you can ever get to a point in life where you say, I'm okay?
Me?
No, I'm just saying in general, as human beings, do you think we can ever get to a point where...
It's not a human nature to be okay. People get satisfied, but you're still gonna... But except people that have unlocked life, baby. And it's not even have to do with finances. There's just a lot of people that just unlock... I've met people that just... They've just unlocked life. Like, yo, you just cruising.
Cruising doing what?
And it's with life. Trust me, a lot of people not in this our system. Trust me.
Mm. I met a guy once and he said to me, you know, when I said to him, what do you do for a living? And it's like, I just cruise life, as you said. And I said, what does that mean? He goes, money is like the cheapest thing you'd ever ask if I have. You know, I'm content. But I saw that guy as lazy. I was like, nigga, how are you content with having so little? I'm a hustler.
I
cannot be with someone who's telling me that.
I know somebody that unlocked life financially when he was like 22. Like beginning of like crypto and tech and things like that. And he unlocked on some billion piece. And that's it. He doesn't do any work no more, just has a house as chills.
Doesn't he get bored?
Of what? He does everything he wants to do.
What does that even mean?
Bro, everything you want to do.
Mm.
You want to travel?
Mm.
Just that. You want to eat? Just that. Just that. They're just people. Like, trust me. Like, and it's not human nature to be okay. I can say that.
Mm.
Because if we were okay, there's so many lands we could just deal open and nobody could build us. Not lie, they go build us. Mm. If we're okay, there are so many things that a lot of people will not be doing, but you're just going to do it.
Mm.
You understand? So I don't think it's human nature to be okay. But if you unlock life to an extent where we say, bruh, you'd be like, okay, cool. I'm nice with it. I can live. You know that there are people that don't have phones.
How do they operate?
They leave. They enter their car to do what they want to do.
Remember those
come
days?
Back.
Let me give you a memory. Remember when there were no phones and when you wanted to visit someone, you had to convince your mom to drive all the way.
Yeah.
And when they're not home, you have to leave a letter at their gate.
I swear.
And
that you came.
Now it's like...
No, you guys have to have a prior engagement.
Yes.
Like, I'm coming to us
you
by...
You have to go and call in a calling center. I'll be yours by 2 o'clock and you're watching that 2 o'clock because if you get there and they're not there,
it's
you
a
leave
problem.
A note to somewhere else. It's so weird how now it's like...
I'm if our house far, we'll go wait for you.
Now you can just call someone and be like, where are you?
Yeah, it's easier now. You don't even have to call and say, you just message them, boom, on different platforms. And you get to know what they're doing. So, but it's a different thing now. Like I said, they got it fucked right now. So,
yeah, life is just like, with all the social media.
Would you want to be a high school student in 2023?
No.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
You know, you're so right.
Would you want to be a university student in 2023?
No.
With how you know this economy now? Exactly. Exactly.
No.
So you had it good.
You know the funny thing is, I was saying to someone on over the weekend that have you realized that even the 20-year-olds they look older. You see some people, you're like, they'll tell you they're 27, and you be like,
bro, this kids went, bro.
When we're 27, we see this Shade Adu. We enjoy certain things that you be like, now it's heavy weaves, lunches, nails. You're like,
the game has changed. The popular game has changed. Capitalism has kicked everything.
Even
the
music. The other evening, I was having a lovely R&B night, listening to AZ Yet, Boyz II Men.
Oh yeah, we bring it back the R&B nights. We bring it back R&B nights.
I don't know what
we bring it back R&B nights.
I don't know what
don't
kids
worry.
Today do.
We bring it back R&B nights, and it's just
please
gonna be one night.
Me.
Yeah, it's gonna be one night,
I need
one
it.
Day.
Because I'm like,
R&B
what
night.
Do kids today do?
Straight up,
when they want to listen to R&B, they have to listen to Sumba. or all these funny, like even the love songs these days.
No, no, they do be listening to R&B. It's just that the places we go to here, they don't play such music. And that's because their customers don't need such music.
Hmm.
That's it. If you build an ecosystem where people want to listen to R&B, they will definitely tune out because there are people like you, myself, and a bunch of people that we know that want to sip whatever they sip and listen to some nice sing-along.
Yeah, but maybe once in a while. Because yeah. I also like the Sumba stuff.
Of course, that's what I'm saying. I
mean? Yeah.
Maybe once a week or once in 2 weeks or once a month. Yeah. Just hit it up. I'm telling you, beautiful situation. Imagine having like 40, 50, whatever the amount of normal people just in one place just singing to like whatever R&B song. You understand that the DJ is playing.
You know, you said so many things that's giving me so much I'm going to think about when we get off the podcast. Just you even asking me,
it's what
would
I
you
do.
Want to be in high school?
Would you? I keep telling, I'm like, they keep bashing this guy's like, bro, would you want to be in high school right now? You wouldn't want to be in high school right now. You think you had pressure when you were in high school? You did have pressure. Imagine your classmates, speaking of pressure, may your classmate pull up with like one badass iPhone 14 will just come. Not even car. It's just talk of accessory phone.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Nah, we didn't have that kind of pressure. We didn't. Just we did our pressure. Our pressure was being
club
so, was
nights,
cool.
Club boys, socials. Yes.
One of us.
Yeah. So I think you also kind of gave me. I feel really empathetic towards them now.
You should,
because I realize that sometimes when you look at like the generation has come and you're almost like, you know, what are you guys doing with your lives?
Yeah.
Things were easier.
Bro, how much was your school fees in primary school?
Next I don't ever remember. Yeah.
Tell me, a bunch of us had the. I think it was Murutala
scholarship or something.
Yeah, that the Lagos State thing that you just pay like a levy or something. So, a lot of people, these kids are, their parents are paying. They're paying. You know what I'm saying? So it's
so
not
you guys
will
now have kids, because I don't have kids yet. How do you guys do it? Like, I feel like
hey, my boy's like two.
You still
championing.
Have time. You still have time.
Yes. Yeah, but now you like figure it out. Like, there's so many things. Like with investment banking, you can just invest in his name, and the same investments, with God's willing, when you just take care of it right, you can use that to just, you understand?
How's fatherhood?
Dope. I wish I did it earlier.
Really?
Yeah. But I was a wild boy, so no.
I haven't started yet.
What are you waiting for?
It's not like I'm waiting. I guess, okay.
What are you waiting for?
Let me tell you what.
Are you dating now?
This is my podcast first to start with, but I'm answering your question. I am seeing people. Okay. Not necessarily. When I say
what
seeing,
I mean, like, are you dating? Obviously, are you seeing people? Like
I go to dinner dates. That's what I call dating. Like, I go on dates.
Sure.
But am I in a relationship with anyone?
Yeah.
No.
When was your last relationship?
Wow. When was my last relationship?
Your last real relationship.
Real.
Not knocking boots.
Real relationship. I don't even remember.
5 years ago? Before? You haven't dated anybody after?
Like, seriously?
Yeah. After?
There have been a couple of people, but I won't call them real relationships because I don't think, like when I went through a divorce, I wasn't ready to be in a real relationship with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everyone who goes through a divorce goes through that phase where the first couple of years, which is why I'd say to people, you know, even right now, last year and this year, I've met a couple of guys who are in the middle of getting a divorce. And once we go out on one date, two dates, and I hear it, I'm out the door.
You hear that word?
I'm in the middle of a divorce or whatever. I don't want to be the person
to do
who...
divorces, attract divorces.
No, not that. I'm saying to you that there's a process. It's like seven stages. I know there's seven stages of healing, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Or when you go to seven grief stages of grief or whatever, when you go through a divorce, I tell people the first couple of years, first 3-4 years after my divorce, I wasn't ready for any serious relationship. I was willing to just be out in the streets.
City girl,
enjoying companions, but not anything. I didn't want to get married. There was a time that I even was saying to myself that I would never do it again.
Okay.
But you know, they say the constant thing in life is change. And that's why I would leave anybody I meet right who is going through a divorce, because I've been through my process. I went through therapy.
You gotta heal.
So you need to work through your shit.
Yeah.
Because when they tell you,
you'll be outside too.
Yeah.
As well.
When they tell you, I'm just going through a divorce,
and
boy, that person needs like 2 years at least before they say.
Being a rebound sucks, man.
And a lot of people come under that guise of, I want to move on.
Yeah.
But you're just the rebound person, and you don't know you're the rebound person.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a real thing. You know what I mean? They're just using you to navigate.
No, it's a real thing, but you know, People be delusional.
I get it, which is why I'm saying to you, when I went out with a guy and he told me he was going through a divorce, I enjoyed the meal. And I drank what I wanted to drink. And I just never picked up his call again. I'm sorry if you end up watching this. It really is the reason why. Because I felt like, you know, when you're telling me shit, like you spent half the dinner talking about your situation.
Yeah.
I'm empathetic and I'm like, oh, I'm so sad that happened to you.
Half of the dinner was talking
about. Boy, no, this nigga was. Bad. But I understood it. I've been through a divorce before, so I understood it. I knew when I went through a divorce. The people that took me out on dates, sorry. They probably talked their ear off too because it was about what I was going through, about how I saw men, about the energy I was putting out there because I was just coming out of a crazy situation.
There you go.
So when I saw this guy do it, I didn't hold it against him because I understand that at least you're talking to me and you're not trying to take your own life.
Nah, I'm not going to hold you up, but nah. How would you go out with Toke and you're talking about...
I kind of...
I thought the rule was brand new stuff.
I kind of probed. Yeah. I asked.
You did ask.
And then once... Because of course...
You started it.
Listen.
So it's your fault.
Okay, but
then.
Listen. If I'm sat with someone who's gone through a divorce, you think I'm not going to ask him why he's going through a divorce? I will ask you, why are you going through a divorce? If you got married, you got married to stay married, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So why are you going through a divorce? And then the floodgates opened. And then he started. And I was just like, all right, girl, just order the salmon. Just have the
salmon.
Just do this. And then when it was done, I was like, this was really lovely. He's like, can we do something tomorrow? I was like, yeah, call me tomorrow.
Salmon. She said, make the tab a little bit higher, mate. Get her a salmon.
Girl, I think I even asked him for it. I think I even sent a bill for being his therapist that night.
Oh, my.
I think I did.
You can do that? Because I mean, I do a lot of that.
You spent 2 hours talking to me about your situation. Am I your shrink?
I do a lot.
I mean, I heard you out. And next day, I was just like, well, that's the bill for 2 hours that we spoke.
Okay, so like if you were to date now, why would you want to date?
Right now, because I think I'm ready. I think right now my life I can tell you that I've been through my healing process. I've been to therapy.
Yeah.
I've had fun. I've had the big experiences.
Mm-hmm.
I've had breakfast in a city, lunch, you know, I've had it. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm now sort of looking for meaningful connections. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Where I actually want to be invested in your life. Not just me casually just being like, okay, we're having fun and that's it.
Okay.
So if I wanted to date now, I think that's where my headspace is. But the dating pool is so ghetto right now. Huh, brother.
No, the dating pool is bruh. The dating pool in the circle you live in is so ghetto right now.
In the world.
In the
Even
world.
Even the people that are outside that circle. Have you realized that? I was listening to Whitney Houston's Waiting to Excel.
Yeah.
You said you'd be here by night. And I realized that what she was singing about in the 90s.
It's happening now.
Is what girls are complaining about you today.
Yeah.
You didn't call.
Yeah.
You all I really wanted was some of your time, but you told me lies when somebody was so hello. It's not about my world. It's the world in general.
It's not about my world.
It's the world in general. Women are singing about the same problems they've been singing about with men.
Yeah.
She was a best friend of mine. You slept with her.
But you said
fries.
Okay.
You
let me catch you again. You said the dating pool is a mess.
It's ghetto.
But you're in the pool too.
I'm not absorbing myself of any guilt.
There you go.
Did I absorb myself?
There you
I'm
go.
Telling you that.
So everybody that's looking like it's
everyone, I think what happened to the world right now is we started to use people and appreciate things. Do you know what I mean? We stopped appreciating people and using things. And we started using...
Yeah, we should tweet that. Whoever's listening should... What?
We that's just what's going on with the world today. Everyone has a wall up. Everyone is in something for what they can get or
for
what's
sure.
beneficial to them.
For sure.
And as long as that continues,
mm-hmm.
the pool is still going to be ghetto.
Because it's different. It's the case. Like, it's not even about the dating game. It's just living. It's different
it's
now. It's tough.
Yeah.
You hear the conversation of men wanting 50-50 and all that. Bro, because so many of them, their fathers, what they were earning back in the day was taking care of them, the family, everything.
It's
chilling. The game has changed. It's crazy. If a guy can do all that, it's like, bruh, everything is just, how would I say, everything is, like you said, everything is all about give me, 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 was still. Mm. But we also need money.
It's so interesting that you say that, because my father always says what you said. Like, he's always like, I mentor a lot of young boys, and I'm telling you right now, which man can afford you, TM? He's tough. He's very tough. A guy who says he's earning this salary, he has to turn on the lights in his house. Mm-hmm. He has to do this. He has to do that. You as a woman.
And it's crazy because you are lucky right at that.
I am.
There you go.
You know I am.
So you, this is your wall. This, that is your, that wall.
No, I feel like I rode and I died.
You, yeah. You see, I rode and I died. That's the ride
and I'm back. I'm back.
Now nah, you're always riding that for life. Bro,
no.
Trust me.
Yes, the girl you knew back then. Trust I rode. I died,
and he came
resurrected.
Back.
And now that I'm resurrected, listen, I don't know what ride or die means. Why are we dying and why do I get a ride?
No,
why
but
can't you send the limo?
But you down with yours.
I was down. You saw what happened to me. Boy, no. I came back
God.
To life.
She said,
and I'm not dying for no motherfucking nigga. I'm not riding. Where are we riding to? Send me the limo. Are you crazy?
She says,
where are we riding?
She says, send me the limo.
I wear heels. I can't ride.
I'm dying. But,
and I
but
can
you
say
know
this,
the truth.
And I can say this
yes,
because
ma'am.
I'm not also, when I say this, I'm quick to say people are like, oh, you are giving young girls bad advice and you're the problem that is wrong with relationships. No, I'm never the kind of person that would tell, as you said, I believe in growth. I am 38. At 38,
go.
I can tell you that I'm not riding or dying for no nigga because the age I could ride or
no,
die
no, but that's,
has
no, no,
passed.
No, but that's... the way you say it now, that energy is not it.
No,
but that's the thing. You say you're ready to date.
I'm not dating nobody who I have to ride or die with.
No, I'm not saying ride or die. Not ride or die in the essence of
I'm
not
grown.
Having a limo. There's going to be the chariot. Don't worry. The person you date is going to have to go
yes.
chariot and it's not going to disappear and turn into a pumpkin at 12 midnight. It's going to last.
Hallelujah.
It's going to last forever.
Amen.
You understand? But.
Emotional stuff.
You're going to ride with your own.
I get that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but what I'm saying to you now, even at that,
yeah.
I'm still sticking by what I'm saying. Is
yeah,
unless,
like.
No. Unless.
And are you trying to say like, okay, so in the middle of the fantasy, if there's like a little slight discomfort, you out.
If you asked me this question last year or 2 years ago,
you would have said yes.
Chai even knows me. I would
you
have
said
like,
yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I and Chai will have this conversation. She knew some niggas that I'd been with that, you know, it wasn't like they were bringing much to the table, but I was just like, this guy has a vision and I'm willing to tweak because I also realized that because I'm alpha female, I have a masculine energy about me that wasn't helping me out. Or maybe I was just exposed to the wrong guys. So for instance, it's only with A's I can be this honest. For instance, I can tell you this, like, so I'm not the kind of girl that would be like, my car is not working and I'm calling a guy. Like, I find solutions.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm with a guy who I think has vision, might not necessarily have birthed the vision.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a solution. Do you understand? I'm holding you down.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting you to do certain things. And I realize that guys don't actually appreciate that. Guys fall in love with the idea of the TM that they see online. They do. I got guys who think that I wake up with caviar in my mouth. I wake up, you know, when... And that's the brand. Do you know what I mean? Which
yes.
you know.
Yes.
I'm literally like... Sometimes I don't even like to be around people.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they get to meet me and they realize that once I hear a guy say, you are so different. You're so nice.
Yeah.
That's the end. I see the asshole in the guy.
Yeah.
The moment they
but
say you are so
but
nice.
Okay, you can't like, blame them. It's like people actually get this to meet you and they know that you're a goofball. Like that.
Yeah, and then they're uncomfortable, but that's who I am.
You laugh like this, but that's the thing. Can't blame them. You sell the brand to them. That's what they see.
Dude,
they
I
don't
sell
know
the
you.
Brand to leave.
They don't. Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
So if I don't say I'm not selling my brand anymore,
exactly.
Google will take care of me.
Exactly.
I can't win with these niggas.
Exactly.
I cannot win.
It's like buying Dudu Osu and you'll be like, damn, you're really black. That's the brand they're selling to
Listen,
us.
Listen, I cannot win.
Yeah.
Because if I now say, I'm going to be soft-spoken, my soft girl era, I'm going to wake up in the morning with diamonds, which I can. I'm going to wake up
Hello.
With some caviar. I'm just going to be that girl who's like, oh, I don't want to know how much a tin of milk costs in the supermarket because I don't care. I just want to be taken care of. I would still be seen as, she likes money too much. She's this, she's that. So you can't win. So you're like hustling, like, let's do this together. And
yeah.
it's like, oh, the masculine energy. You're not my mother. You're trying to do it. So hello, which one do you want?
But the thing is, if nobody talk about you, then you're nobody.
And I appreciate the fact
you're
that they keep talking.
Somebody, you understand? You've been doing this for a long time, so definitely going to talk about everything you do. So, and everything you do, everything you show them,
mm-hmm.
exactly, that's what they're going to talk about. You understand? You also like,
joggers, booties. You kick back.
Snack, no, but this, chilling. I'm telling you that if just I show up for a date.
When I went to you, they show them 90 days.
If I show up for a date in joggers, I would think that the girl would be like, oh my God, I like the fact that you're so down to it. And it makes him also want to do that. No, this fucking niggas. On next day, they just start acting as if, no, babe, why don't you wear? Like, no. No. Do you know what I mean? So I've just, it's not the war.
You've been with the rich niggas. That's the issue. You've been with the rich niggas.
So you think I haven't dated a broke guy before?
You was broke then.
Okay.
So what are we saying?
Okay.
What are we saying?
Okay. You're right.
What are we saying?
So I leveled up, but why did he level up then?
Can I ask you this question?
Yeah.
Can you date a non-Nigerian?
Like a white man?
Not necessarily a white man, but he's non-Nigerian. He's very black. Could be other, from my other African countries.
I mean, I was speaking to somebody, someone.
Is but the same?
They are worse, actually.
But just on that,
listen, if I wrote a book about my dating life, it would be a bestseller.
You should. Dating token. That's it.
Shoot.
Bookmark it down.
Bro.
Yeah.
Worse.
She said, bro. That's when the South African guy was still saying,
West, was this South African?
Tough. It's a tough one, eh?
I'm
dying.
My Nigerian brothers, they are crazy, eh? But okay.
Emphasize on that. Like,
they are crazy, but okay.
Dude, I've asked this question to a bunch of Nigerian girls, and a lot of them are like, maybe, but they're on the fence, but a lot of them are like, no.
I think right now, I need to just kill the side of me who is not still open to dating a white man. I tell you that I can marry a 70-year-old white man right now. I'm so comfortable in that era.
70?
I'm telling you. Yes. Why do I don't want a young guy.
You need the back shots, bro. What the hell is going on? 70 back shots. That's like recoil. You know them old guns where you got the recoil and wait for it to load.
But do they work? If it aims, do they work? Does he still hit the target? Thank you very much.
Shit. Hey, come on, man. You need that AR. Like, pra-ta-ta-ta. T, what
okay,
up?
Okay, ta-ta-ta-ta.
Where's the T, what up? T, what up?
I'm going to invite you to.
It makes your ass happy. You know. Take the back away. Change the oil.
We're going to get into trouble for this.
AR. Pop, pop, pop. You know that. T. Is. All right, cool. If it's what you want to do, it's fine.
No, but I'm just saying, like, not 70-70. But I mean, like, I think that.
It's like 70 right now, cap.
No, I feel like I think that right now I need more of a mature, old. Yeah.
Don't say old.
I like
say
old people.
You like old people.
I enjoy old men.
Hmm.
Not, that's not sexually. I just like.
Not like.
I like the fact that
why?
They're wiser than. I like.
Because what? More accomplished, more settled, more chilled. But old men come with kids, though.
I do want to have kids, too.
No, they come with like old kids, too.
Yeah, but I could be your rich stepmom. I could be your chilled stepmom.
Stepmom?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the young boys are excited. They had rich stepmom.
No, but what I meant by that is I feel like, again, it's a thing. I'm an alpha female and I must respect who I'm with. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
You could
respect so many people.
I get that, but I feel
but
like.
That's where you want to be.
No, it's not by choice. It's like, I'm not talking out of not trying.
Yeah.
I've been with young
this
boys.
This is like after like so many trials.
This is after I've now come to a conclusion that you know what? I think that I need a guy who's been there, done that.
Mm. But the thing about and the, you know, the 70-year-old men are very traditional men.
I can be traditional. You know that. But you know that though. You know that side of me.
So there's no Kiki Palmer in you at Usher show?
Of course that's going to be happening. And he's going to be there. Because you're 70. That's Usher. Like, hello.
Oh my God.
And then we'll be honest with ourselves. Nah, and we'll be like, listen.
You know this tradition. 70. You're probably not even living the crib.
Guess what? I'm going to be
because
his
because everything that you need is going to meet you at the crib. So, you know the pina. Scratch his belly and say, you only want love. Oh, the Lossy be conquered.
Ajo Maloney.
Lossy be. Oh yeah. Except he's going out to the party. May I say, to see KSC do his thing.
Why must he be KSC? Why can't he like Billy Ocean's or Luther Vandross is dead or Billy Ocean's dead too? I don't even know. What's that guy's name? Lionel Richie. Why can't he like shit like that? Why must he be like KSA?
Yeah, okay.
When I say 70-year-old man, you're looking at the dingy 70-year-old Nigerian man. Can't I be with a guy who lives in French Riviera? You know, just a nice, refined white man.
We didn't say that. Oh, because I mentioned KSA. Look at this.
No, but you went there. You said KSA. I said, you know, can't I be with someone who, you know, Robert De Niro is how old now?
Yeah, I think like 70 something.
Can I be with a refined French 70-year-old man or English?
Very traditional.
It's okay.
70-year-old, very it's traditional.
Okay. And why do I need to go out when you can't
very call? Freaky. Probably have to get like 3-4 of you guys in the room, but yeah, his wife.
Go for business.
That's what you want. I'm not telling you
what. Who told the young boys that are not doing the same thing?
Nah, they're doing, but at that 70-year-old, well accomplished, you got the ability and the capital to do whatever you want. So that's what I'm telling.
In one breath, just because you're not happy about my decision, you're trying to make me switch.
I love your decision. I'm just painting the picture for you. Like,
okay.
The 70-year-old, it comes with it. Like, it is what it is. You understand?
Maybe I can be into shit like that too. Hello.
That's what I'm talking about, my G. Come on now. Hello. Tomorrow morning, the blog says Toko is interested in multiple.
This is why you have your friends on your podcast. They get you to say things that you don't want to say.
I love
it. And on that note, I'm going to wrap the podcast because we're already in trouble.
Are we?
I think I've said so many things.
Okay.
That I wouldn't normally
when I say
you
travel.
I was supposed to travel tomorrow, actually, but I think I might be here. I'm trying to manifest the life I'm telling you about.
Mm.
So I'm trying to, you know, be out there more in
Europe. Where are you going to?
I'm going to go somewhere in Europe so I can meet my, you know, understated, luxurious, nice, crisp old man.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm going to, you know, just be like,
okay.
Don't worry, the way I dress will change.
What's your, just another question.
What's the cap?
No, not cap.
No, you should save this question for your 70. Podcast.
No, it's fine. It's always come. 70, right? What's your about 0 to 10, right?
Yeah.
What's the sex drive like? So because you're going to 70, you don't want to put the man in a coma. So you gotta.
If he goes to coma, it's gonna be rest in peace, bitch. At least you went out the right way.
So we talking like Toke is like an 8 over 10,
like 15.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we call
you know,
the
at this
moment.
Point, we're just chatting shit.
You
see
me? Like, that's what we call the moment, right?
I hope that we've entertained you guys.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming back. But I obviously enjoyed having the. I always like talking to you. And this is how we are like off
yes,
camera.
Yes, for sure.
We keep going back and
for
forth.
Sure,
and,
for sure.
You know, but who knows? I might meet a 34-year-old, you know, nice guy and I might change. You know?
You wanted younger.
Boy. You got a problem with older. You got a problem with younger. What do you want from me?
I'm just being the devil's advocate.
Yeah. I mean,
the people watching want me to do this.
I think age is nothing but a number.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
okay.
Yeah, I can take
okay,
a younger
so
man.
This is what, this is it, right? So it's either 70
mm-hmm.
or 34 or in middle 30s, let's say. But age is not a number. You want kids?
Mm-hmm.
How many?
If I have one, I'm good.
Another one?
If I'm blessed to have another one, I'm good. That's well.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah. If the sex drive is 15, you're popping kids.
When
you're married, you're popping kids. You're not taking no pills or no prescriptions. You're popping kids. Yeah, he's shooting up the club. Pop, 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 pop. That's why you don't need that recoil. That's why you don't need that recoil. That 70 recoil. You know that goal where you say, you shoot up, boom, you have to put it down and pump the gun. The gun panel like this. No. You need that AR. Because when you come through, like, you understand?
That's what that's
like Transformers.
Mad diet is low.
I'm Optimus Prime.
Don't listen to you.
Yo, young man, watch out for Toke. She going to probably need someone to shoot up at club real soon.
God, what has put plenty of women into trouble. Don't listen to him.
You should probably do like a bachelorette too. Like look for the ultimate sperm donor.
Go for what? That might be an idea.
Hell
and you
yeah.
can be the host.
Two. I'm right there.
But then they must be like men who have like IQ on point. They must have money. Like who wants just...
I love it. They must have money. It's all about money. It's all about money.
If I'm going to go look for sperm donor, enjoy, me or Febby.
Yeah, we can get to like a bunch of nice young, you feel me?
Is that what we're going to eat?
Millionaires. Multi-millionaires who are ready for camera. You see me? Yeah. And you get to, you understand? And you go to like all of them. We have like maybe 8 of them. 8 different dates.
So do I take them home after each date?
It depends. If he wants...
we got to sample it, right?
Well, the 8 of them.
Yeah.
If you're feeling funky,
have
maybe.
Have you ever thought about the fact that...
Are we going to film it?
Let me tell you this.
We can film it for like the OnlyFans edition.
But can I... OnlyFans edition? Boy, you crazy. Yeah. Have you ever thought about the fact that when the Bible says, Esther, are you Christian?
Mm-hmm.
The Queen Esther, for instance.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
It talks about how the king had the first wife, Vashti, who wouldn't parade herself because she was proud or whatever.
First
and
wife.
We looked at it as it was a bad thing, but she was a woman of honor. She just thought, the king is drinking, he's drunk. Why would I now come and entertain you and your guests? Because back then, hope you know, they wore less back in those days. So that means the king probably wanted to show Vashti off and see what he's working with for all his friends to see her in all her glory. And she said no, right?
Okay, okay.
And then the king said, I'm going to marry another wife.
Straight
then they
up.
Went out to look for all these women and Esther was picked.
Esther.
I remember the king told them to groom them, keep them and prepare them. And the king probably sampled all of them and chose Esther. Today in this world, they'll be judging Esther and saying, you followed your ancestor. But guess what? Back then, it was allowed.
Based on the way back then they'd be, he definitely sampled them. Him and his soldiers.
So when I say I want to sample now, you are judging me.
I didn't judge you. I said
like,
yes.
Can I marry OnlyFans?
Only if we are going to sample it for the show, we're filming it.
Wow. On that note, my friend and I will continue this conversation with
on my show.
On his show.
On my show.
Now
so
I
make sure
go
you go.
His show.
Make sure you go tune in. That Our Boy show is on all podcast platforms and of course YouTube. So tune in and
so I have to definitely go to his show next so that we can continue this conversation.
Yes, we
will. Thank you guys for joining. Make sure you catch the next episode. This was a wild episode. Wildcat. This
shout out
is
to the,
he's unfiltered. This
shout
is
out to
are.
The editor.
You guys have plenty of work to do. I will catch you guys on the next episode of Talking Moments. Mwah. Goodbye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.